Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, one and all, to More Insight. I'm your host, Angela D. We welcome you to Sister Girl Network, Inc. platform. Hallelujah. We thank you for joining us tonight. We thank God for his revelations. We thank him for his words of wisdom, his knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. And so we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to take us ever the more deeper in our topic. Spiritually minded is life and peace. Hallelujah. And so this is part three, and we thank God for it. And so let us acknowledge our Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give you praise and we give you honor. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. Lord, we give you honor and praise because wonderful is your name. Hallelujah. Oh, you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we ask that you provide for us on tonight. Hallelujah. More insight, new revelations in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, cleanse our hearts and renew our right spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask that you send forth your warning angels upon our technology. Hallelujah. In our atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, for we bind up distraction and confusion in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, for we thirst and hunger after your right, come in faith, decreeing and declaring that we will receive. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, one and all, to More Insight. I'm your host, Angela D. You can join us tonight. Hallelujah. Call in at 516-595-8307. Or you can link in through blogtalkradio.com/more insight. So, because we are on part three, we have a little bit, you know, we don't went a little below the surface. Hallelujah. You know, when we look at our life as kingdom, we are kingdom citizens, so we must understand our life in kingdom, know our life as kingdom citizens, and understand our life as God's chosen people, right? And so sometimes that process move a little slow. And so that's okay because the way we're moving is all in one individual don't have nothing to do with the other individual. It's our will, when we're ready to truly surrender, when we're moving with the Holy Spirit as we should, then the process takes place. Sometimes we fall short or we step back and we have to start all over again. And so the key is that we don't give up or we don't get in, right? We cannot give up, nor can we give in the name of Jesus. So our foundational scripture, for I always tell you guys that you should get a pen and a paper, right? You should have something to write on, whether it's a journal and all. And so I give many scriptures as we go on through the topic. I give different scriptures. So our foundational scripture is Romans 8:6-8. Hallelujah. Romans 8:6-8 in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so let me read that. So Romans 8:6-8. And that's our foundational scripture. That means that's the base of where our topic came from. Spiritually minded is life and peace. So let me read it. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is an enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. That's Romans 8, 6 through 8. I repeat that every night while we're in this topic. As I said last week, repetition is how we learn. Even hearing the word of God over and over is how I get planted within our heart more than we even know, where the word would spring forth in time of need, right? So we thank God for that. We thank God for that. And so we know that God supernaturally influenced our hearts. For the word of God talks about our hearts, let us know that only God can search our hearts. Let us know that our heart is deceitful. And as we mature in our journey as kingdom citizens, we learn, right? Because this is our journey. Our journey is a relearn. When we're born again in the spirit, we have to relearn how to be kingdom citizens, because that's the flesh being denied and allowing the spirit to lead us. So our journey is a relearn. So as we mature as kingdom citizens, we learn that when things are said, when we do things, when things happen to us, it can affect our hearts. And so we must walk in truth about what we are dealing with, how we feel, and how we walk in truth. We offer that up to the Father, because that's how our relationship has to become. It needs to be where we're talking to the Father, just like I'm talking to you tonight, the one-on-one conversation in truth. For he know all, but in our confessing and speaking it, it allow our hearts to be open. It allow God to search it in a way to purge it, to cleanse it, and renew a right spirit in it. And so we need the Holy Spirit to enable our human capabilities to receive more of God. It don't matter where we are in our journey. Oh, we can always grow. For we constantly growing into God's grace and knowledge. We're constantly growing from grace to grace, right? From glory to glory. The word of God tells us that. And so we receive divine revelation to enlighten the eyes of our understanding. The revelation, as I was saying last week, the light bulb. I always use that light bulb because sometimes we can get caught up in compare ourselves with others. And so we always have to be constant reminded that we all move at our own, you and the Father moving at your own pace, right? I might be moving slower than you. You might be moving, but we move at our own pace, so we should never compare ourselves. And so we are born, right? We're born, we grow, and we mature. That's how our life go, right? But then we have to look at the spiritual realm. It's the same. You have different levels, different ranks, but God above them all has given us kingdom benefits. See, as kingdom citizens, we even have to understand our benefits, right? Not only do we understand our weapons, we understand the spiritual realm, war that we're a part of just because we are kingdom citizens. But we have to understand our benefits, right? Because see, when we know our benefits, like we can look at our promises, but we got to know there's benefits, and then we can never forget the warnings and then instructions and then prophecies. So we have benefits when it comes down to dealing in the spiritual realm. Because just like our natural life is different levels and different aspects of it, that's the same with the spiritual realm. And so we need to know, how do our benefits work? See, even the word of God used certain words to pertain to warfare. And even if we look at the word of God, it talks about abolish, right? Abolish, to cut down, to strike. And that's in 2 Timothy, but also in the Old Testament, Isaiah 2:18. But then we have the word that's in the word of God, prevail. That's to shut up, stop, be strong, put on strength. And Psalms 9:19 talked about that. Matthew 16:18. And so I'm just going to use those two tonight, abolish and prevail. That's in the word of God. Those are benefits we have through the Holy Spirit. And see, as we mature, as we constantly growing into God's grace and knowledge, we become spiritually minded because of our relationship with the Father, because of us in the word of God, because of us praying and fasting, because of us doing these things, right? Because of us surrendering our soul unto the Father, our mind, our will, and our emotions. And so we have these benefits through the Holy Spirit to walk in spiritual authority. We are not able to wrestle with addiction, spirit of lust, fornication. We can't wrestle with those things without walking in truth first and through the word of God, because those are spirits that bring strongholds, lies and deceit in our head that we agree with, because when we look at certain spirits, they are attached to our flesh, and lust is one of them. It's attached to our flesh. What I mean, it's our flesh. It feeds our flesh. Everything that can be bad for us, feel good to the flesh. That's truth right there. And so we have to know these things. We have to know these things and walk in our spiritual authority. And so last week we ended with rejection, spirit of rejection. And then I gave you an example to give you an understanding, like when we think about strongholds versus strong man. So last week we used rejection. And so the stronghold with the spirit of rejection was, you're not good enough, no one loves you, you have the problem, something wrong with you. That's the stronghold, the lies. And so when we don't bring forth the word of God to bind that, those strongholds, those lies that deceit those thoughts, then we make the open up the door for the strong man. Because when the strong man comes, right, when the strong man comes, he bring others. Because with the spirit of rejection, what do the strong man bring? He brings anger and bitterness, sadness and depression. So we talked about that last week, right? And so tonight we're going to talk about the spirit of religion. But before we talk about that, let's talk about possessed versus affected, being affected by the spirit realm. And so we know that kingdom, us as kingdom citizens, as the Holy Spirit dwells in us, darkness cannot dwell there. But then we got to walk in truth with that, right? Because if we're touching things, making an agreement with certain things, unrighteousness, right? Because I even share how the scripture talks about the wrath of unrighteousness, you know, that's in Romans. And God talks about that. And so that's what you're dwelling in sin. So you're allowing sin to dwell in. So you're opening yourself up to be possessed by the demonic, right? About it, that's truth. That's real talk. But once we all sin, we know that. But there's a such thing of willfully sinning, right? You know that's a sin. You know, and you choose to do it anyway. And so you open the door for certain things. And that's, you know, that's true. You know, it's no need for us to sugarcoat and try to pat truth, right? The spirit of truth will convict us every time in doing that anyway. And so we have to walk in truth with that. We must walk in truth with that. And so demons possess your soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's the war. The war is over our soul, right? Because whoever control your mind, your will, and your emotions control your life. Right? And so as we grow, we understand that our soul has to stay connected to the Holy Spirit to be made whole, to be free. We're born again in the spirit, but the transformation is within our soul, transformation by renewing of your mind. So your emotions become grounded through the word of God, right? Because we all, God created emotions. You know, he created everything. It's just that the father of this world, Satan, used it against us. That's why we must become knowledgeable about kingdom principles, knowledgeable about your life in as a citizen of kingdom. Right? That's just like the word of God tells you. Do not be ignorant to Satan's devices. And so we have to know our enemy. And so we're not walking around every day seeking no demons. We don't even have to do that anyway. Let the truth be told. We ain't gotta seek them. They seek us. You know, it depends on your life. They come after you. Like we might see someone that's going through a lot, and we thinking it's because they doing wrong, and a lot of times it's because they are doing right, because they are seeking God, and Satan wants to make you a liar that you saved, you're born again. He wants you to go back to your old ways. He wants your life to appear and there's no change. So there's always warfare coming at you, even in your dreaming time. And as we go with the go deeper into this topic, spiritually minded is life and peace, we have to talk about dreams. You got to understand your dream life is your spirit man. That's the connection to the spirit realm. But yeah, of course, folks tell you because you ate something late, that's why you dream certain ways. Because see, you got to understand that part of the spirit realm, because you dream in the spirit realm. You're touching things. When you go lay down your head, your body go to sleep. Your body dead. Your body is being restored. But the spirit man is roaming. That's why you see it. And so we have to talk about that too, because we have to move from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset. There is a urgency going on for this. I'm telling you, in the spirit realm, there is a urgency going on that we must be maturing in that. What did Romans tell you? It tells you that a carnal mind is an enemy against the Father. And so when we look at possession versus how we are affected, we have to even look at how demons call the bodies in which they reside, their house. That's why the Word of God talks about the house, right? When we hear certain scriptures about the house, like Matthew 12:25. And it says, and Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to destitute. And every city or house divided against itself should not stand. See, there's no in-between in this journey, right? Even when we get lukewarm, we got to get back up. Because if we go to Revelation and look at the seven churches, God was hard on that lukewarm church. He was hard on all of them. But he was hard on that lukewarm church. And so let's look at this. Okay. Praise God. When we look at Luke 13:10-17, and we see how this woman was affected. Hallelujah. So she was affected with the spirit of infirmity, right? And so Jesus said to her, woman, you are loose from your infirmity, right? And see, we have the keys. We got to understand the keys, the divine on earth and it would be bond in heaven, the loose on earth, and it would be loose in heaven. We have to understand our keys. And see, sometimes we can get tired in our journey, and then we got to remember, too, are we trying to do it in our own effort, or we understand that we have to call on the Holy Spirit to intercede for us. We need the Holy Spirit to deal with all this.
Hey,
so, praise God.
Okay,
I need to mute somebody. Okay, I don't know who I need to mute out, so I'm hearing a couple of people. Hallelujah. Okay, so then in 13:10-17, so we're talking about how this woman was affected with the spirit of infirmity. And so you can read it in your reading time. And it talks about how Jesus told this woman that she was loose from her infirmities. But then it talks about the religious leaders. And it says, then when the religious leaders said something about Jesus healing on the Sabbath, he called them a hypocrite, because they could give their animals water but could not help the daughter of Abraham. Now, I chose this to show how we can be affected by them demons and those different spirits, even as kingdom citizens. The fact that Jesus called her the daughter of Abraham, oh, my goodness, we know that she was part of kingdom. And see, Satan had bound her for 18 years with the spirit of infirmity. And so we have to be aware. No, everything that we deal with as far as health-wise are not dealing with certain spirits, right? Because sometimes it's how we're eating. We're not drinking enough water. And let's be truthful. A lot of us are on too much medication anyway, right? And some of that medication, it's like foreign substance coming in your body. So you must be careful with all that, right? But then you could be bound up in the spirit of infirmity too. And how would you know? As far as you go to the throne, right? Because when we're dealing with certain things, even the Word of God talks about certain spirits, right? And the Word of God calls them, it says, this kind does not come out except through prayer and fasting. Matthew 17:18-21 talked about that. I got that verse because I wanted to give you that verse. But it talks about this kind. Like some of these spirits become stubborn. They are very stubborn. And one of them stubborn spirits is a religious spirit. It's very stubborn, okay? And so when we think about we can get caught up and fall off, get trapped because we feel like, okay, we can't be possessed, and we can't, as long as we stay connected to the Holy Spirit and not touching things and doing things we shouldn't, okay? And so there's a such thing of unrighteousness with kingdom that can allow us to be possessed by demonic activities. And so we have to be very careful for that. Very, very careful with that, okay? 2 Corinthians 4:4. See, I said at the beginning for those that wasn't on that I encourage you to get something to write down scriptures. Like sometimes we fellowship, we hear the pastor, the bishop, minister, whoever. We on YouTube. You come on here. You listen to me. And praise God, right? But in our journey, we cannot get too comfortable with not doing some work, right, for ourselves individually. And one of it is we can never have enough word of God, our own time, our one-on-one time. Right? And so we hear certain scriptures given to us. We have our favorite scriptures. I'm decreeing that. I ain't even assuming. We have our favorite scriptures and all. But the word of God, the two-edged sword, is our weapon. That's our weapon. And see, as we become more spiritually minded, we understand how essential it is for the word of God to be planted within, to for us to speak it into the atmosphere. Because, see, we deal with so many spirits that we don't talk about. Because truth be told, that the work of demons has always been something that folks, they dismissed it, right? I don't want to hear about that. Oh, that, no. And so many, they look at it as curious practice in different cultures, and it don't concern problems in churches or people's lives or nations. But even Ephesians 6, 12 to 20 talked about that. Read that in your time. And let me share what 2 Corinthians 4:4 says. It says, whose minds the God of this age, that God in this strength is a small letter. So you know they're talking about Satan. So who minds the God of this age has blinded? Who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them? When we're under attack. Oh, so don't think that, well, why would anybody be attacking me? Why would any witches and warlocks have my name, my destiny, my children on their altar? Why would they become after me? Why would you kingdom citizen? You part of kingdom citizen. And then even when we look at 2 Corinthians 4, I want to read verse 6. It says, for it is the God who command light to shine out of darkness. Our relationship with the Father is what strengthens us more and more and more. And so we do not walk in fear. For God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And so when we're think things come in our thought, we automatically, as we grow, as we know that this is how we enjoy our abundance life right here and right now. This is how we still have joy, hallelujah, still have peace in the midst of the chaos, because we already know the road is not going to be, ain't no red carpet and flowers all over it, rolled out for you, easy, easy peasy, ain't none of that. But we know, because we are kingdom citizens, because we serve a mighty God, because we have Jehovah Jireh, our provider, that in spite of, we can still have joy. And see, so when our money is funny, and so we know we're doing right by our money, right? We know we're being good stewards, but it's being funny. Then we know it's time to war against that spirit of poverty, to bind it up off of our finances, to speak in prosperity, right? To walk and act as it is. To walk on faith that we will have everything we need. And because we have learned, because let's be truthful, we must learn to be good stewards over our money, for real, right? Because some of us, you know, I was once dead, spent every dime. it's my money. I want what I want. But we learn to become good stewards, but that ain't gonna stop the enemy from messing with your money. And then sometimes the spirit of poverty is attached to your bloodline. See, this this journey here is not just, it ain't about you. It's about those that's connected to you. Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father that is in heaven. See, we standing on the wall for our children, for a generation and generation to come. We standing on the wall for our brothers and sisters in Christ, because if we're paying attention or the times we're living in now, we see a bunch of compromising going on. Oh, a bunch of wrong calling, wrong right, and right wrong. Just what Timothy tells us. We're living in this time where we have lovers of money and blasphemy. Look how they talking about God. Look at some of these movies they putting out. They acting like it's a joke. That's why I keep talking about Romans when it tells us, do not be conformed to this world. Our life supposed to show differently. It's supposed to show them something differently. It's not that we don't have go through things that the world go through, but we have a Savior. See, we have a Holy Spirit. We have benefits as kingdom. We had the keys to bind and loose. We had the power through the Holy Spirit to step on the serpent head. We walk in our authority. Satan has no authority over your life. His kingdom has no authority. You give him authority when you agree with it. When you wake up, go to work, and you're feeling okay, but then you encounter, see, spiritually minded make us more in tune spiritually, right? Where certain scriptures light up to us. The scripture that tells us we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, it illuminate, right? Because now we get it. And so you go to work and you see this person that you've been working with for years, but this particular day, oh, there's a different spirit attached to this person. And so here they come, you're dealing with a haughty spirit. They saying certain things, trying to destroy you, trying to pull you out your curtain, trying to have you say something, make your day a bad day. See, spiritually minded, we learn to, that's why praying in spirit is good for us, because right in the midst of that, as that spirit, oh, you see the flesh and blood, but you're contending with the spirit. And so now that spirit is attacking you in such a way you never seen before, right? And so you war within the spirit. Spirit recognize spirit. Just like the Holy Spirit recognized that you're a child of God. That spirit recognizes you're a child of God, and they're testing you. That's how we get affected, when we do not pick up our weapons. Because right there in the midst of it, right where you're standing there, you're in your spirit. You said, I bind you up, you spirit of haughtiness. I come again. Right then and there. And you automatically see that whole atmosphere shift. And that spirit, what? It flees. We don't take it in and allow those harsh words that's coming from that spirit to be planted in our heart, to ruin your day, and the next person come into contact with you feeling the wrath of what you just received from that spirit. Affected by those spirits, because we're now walking in our spiritual authority, because we do not want to go through our training. We don't want to go through the process of truly becoming spiritually minded, when the word of God already told us that is life and peace. That is life and peace. We have seducing spirits. They affect man. Spirit. We got unclean spirits. they affect man's soul. And we got the spirit of infirmity affect man's body. Jesus said that casting out demonic powers was one sign that the kingdom of God has come. You can read Matthew 12:22-30. Also Mark 3:22-27. A demon cannot possess a true believer because of the Holy Spirit. But we can be affected by these spirits when we do not want to war. When we're not walking in our authority through the Holy Spirit. And so we could be possessed by demonic activity if we have backslidden, if we're in a backslidden condition. Demons can gain control through our generation, our mind, actions, desires, through an empty house. That's why we got to be in the Word of God. You know, because of the technology we have now, we can we could do a Bible app and have the Word read to us. And I'm telling you, even as you're doing that, the seed is being planted. Your thirst is being fed. You're being fed through the living Word. Jesus tells us that all believers will have the ability to overcome demonic powers. We cannot overcome. We cannot abolish. We cannot prevail if we deny. If we deny these things, if we give in, if we give up, we are not alone. We just need to learn how to reach out. Right? See, sometimes we get caught up as far as we feel a certain way because there's kingdom. Oh, man, kingdom, you shouldn't be going through nothing. And so that puts you in an isolating position where you feel like you don't want to reach out. But that's a lie, right? That's a lie. Because we are going to go through things. And so we have to learn how to reach out one to another when we need to, right? And so in your downtrodden time, or if you're feeling like the struggle is real and hard, because the struggle is real, but when you feel like it's hard and you just say, reach out, right? And pray. Pray before you reach out. And the Holy Spirit will show you who to reach out to. Because truth be told, we cannot share with everyone, right? We cannot share with everyone. But trust me, every ear that hears me, know what I'm saying to be true. God has, he has someone in your life. It's fun. You got someone. You got to pray about it. That's how awesome our Father is. That not only we have the Holy Spirit, but God always have a flesh around you. Always a flesh around you. Oh, yes, I'm trying to tell you. We must build on our one-on-one time with the Father. We must know, understand, and use our weapons of warfare. We are nothing without the Holy Spirit, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthen us. See, that's word right there. See, when we speaking that, oh, it changed. It changed even what's going on within you, the word do. Whenever I'm getting ready to speak, bring forth the word, speaking at an event or whatever, that's the scripture I'm saying to myself, right? Unless I'm walking out with another word. Because I'm always walking out with a word. Because I need the Holy Spirit. I'm trying to tell you. I don't even be trying to do it in my own. Nah, I ain't doing that. I need the Holy Spirit. Right? And so we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. As we become spiritually minded, it frees us from the bondage, right? We become free. We become free. Those the Son make free are free indeed. And so because we know and understand without fear, but with power, love, and a sound mind to bind and loose in the name of Jesus, we can still have joy. We could still have joy. So let me, I want to get to a couple of things. Let me talk about this for a minute. You know, in our new birth, it makes us citizens of heaven, right? We become kingdom citizens. But our citizenship begins immediately. And so we are kingdom citizens right now. Right now. But see, when we look at religion, religion postpones citizenship to the future. You know, you have religion, people say things like, you will be a citizen someday. You will be in the kingdom. You will have joy later. You will be a full citizen, but not today. Not yet. The kingdom not yet here, not have came yet. It's not here yet. They are wrong. The kingdom has come. Kingdom citizenship is never postponed. The kingdom of God is present, functional on earth right now. We are born again. And so in our born again, born in the spirit, we are connected to the Father and we are his citizens. We're part of the kingdom. Even Colossians 1:12-13. I paraphrase it a little bit, but read it in your reading time. We giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. Religion preoccupied man until he finds the kingdom. Religion is what man does until he finds the kingdom. Religion prepared man to leave earth, and kingdom empowers man to dominate earth. Kingdom forces focus on heaven. Religion focuses on heaven. The kingdom focuses on earth. As kingdom citizens, heaven, our home. We know heaven is our home. When we're born again in the spirit, when we give our life to Christ, we know we have eternal life with the Father. And so our focus now as we walk on this earth as kingdom citizens is to let our light so shine. So we don't have to focus on heaven as born again. And then religion is reaching up to God, right? But the kingdom is God coming down to man through the Holy Spirit, for he gave us his one and only begotten Son. He said what? He told the disciple, I'm leaving you a helper, a comforter, right here on earth, right here on earth. And it goes back to Matthew 17:18-21. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said,
why could we not cast him out? So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you would say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. What was Jesus talking about? That kind of demon, that spirit, you needed prayer. And so sometimes we dealing with stubborn spirits, right? And for real, the religion spirit is a stubborn spirit. One of the most stubborn demons I have ever seen is a religion spirit, a spirit that caused people to reject change and growth. It caused them to be stubborn, hold on to the teaching that are not of God. It's hard to teach people who have been taught a certain way for all their life. Let me tell you something. When the Holy Spirit broke the religion spirit off of me, I felt like a foreigner in this world, right? Then I understood that I was in this world, but not of this world. I was lost for a couple months, I'm trying to tell you. And I stayed close to the Father, to his throne, right? Because when truth, the spirit of truth revealed things that grew up with certain teaching and rituals and all. But when the Holy Spirit, the spirit of truth revealed, it stripped you. It purified you in a way where you are made free. You are made free. And so a lot of things that I could talk about, right, that I had to change in my life, you know. When I was broke, freed from that religion, it was a lot. And even certain things I had said in the ministry that had to be corrected. And so when we look at that kind of spirit, talking about the religion spirit, that's a praying and a fasting, right? That's a praying and a fasting. Because Jesus tells us that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but to him. But religion will have you think that you still got to go to man to get through God. Now, we are to fellowship with one another. Yes, we are. We need one another. So we pray with one another. We study with one another. But we should never be bound in the kingdom. We should never be bound in the kingdom. When I look at that religion spirit, all you got to do is go to Matthew's. Let me give you Matthew's because it's getting close. I want you to just take time, since I'm talking about the religion spirit. I want you to take time and read Matthew's. Matthew's 23. That's Matthew's 23. Read all of Matthew's 23. You know, Jesus addressed the religion leaders in his day so strongly, and this is why. In Matthew's 23, that's part of it. Read it. And so I'm going to read Matthew's 23:13-15. And it says, woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You shut the kingdom of heaven in men's faces. You yourself do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to. Woe to you, teachers of law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You travel over land and sea to win a single kobit. And when he becomes one, you make him twice as much a son of hell as you are. Now, this is the word. Matthew 23, that's 13. But take time in your reading and read all of Matthew 23. That is Jesus talking to the religion leaders in his day. And then you got Matthew 15. It says, then some Pharisees and teachers of the law came to Jesus from Jerusalem and asked, why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They don't wash their hands before they eat. Jesus replied, and why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? That's Matthew 15, 1-5. When we look at that religious spirit, we have to walk in truth. We have to walk in truth. See, God said that we are his chosen people, royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are called, and the disciples are called Christians. So see, we even have to ask God to give us revelation and pray about the religion spirit for our lives. That becomes a stubborn spirit that keeps you from going. Oh, yes, it does. Keep you from going, because it's the Holy Spirit that brings us out of darkness. It is the Holy Spirit that breaks the chains off of us. It is the Holy Spirit that makes us free, that makes us free, that makes us free. In the name of Jesus. And so I'm going to end with that. As far as spiritually minded, it's life and peace. And so I gave a summary on the spirit of rejection that we talked about last week. And the blessing thing is you can always come back on blogtalkradio.com/more insight and listen to the previous recorders. So this is 3. So if you haven't heard 1 or 2, listen to them and have your notebook, your journal, and take your notes and all that. And even in doing that, you can email me questions at Sister Girl. What is it? Sister Girl Net, excuse me, I apologize. Sister Girl Net at yahoo.com. So that's SISTAGURLNET at yahoo.com. Or you could text me something. You could text me at 301-335-1288. 301-335-1288. As you listen to the previous recorders and you have some questions, some comments, or something you want me to touch a little more on as we go forth, that's a way you can contact me. Praise God. Praise God. And so, because we're talking about the spirit realm, we're talking about demonic activities, we're talking about Satan kingdom, we have to understand that our weapons are what? Our weapons are prayer and the word of God. And so that's not all our weapons, but because of that, I'm going to leave you with the ministry of the word. First, I will leave you with this. Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's Ephesians 1:17. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. 2 Timothy 2:7. I also want to leave a praise to you. This is Psalms 121:1-8.
in the name of Jesus. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not stumble. Behold, he who keeps Israel should never stumble or sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun should not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord should preserve you from all evil. He should preserve your soul. The Lord should preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and evermore. In Jesus' name, that's Psalms 121 in its entirety, 1 through 8, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I put on God's armor to resist the devil attacks in the name of Jesus. Lord, reveal to us any way that Satan has a hold on our lives. Hallelujah. I claim back our territory in all our lives that has been handed over to Satan in the name of Jesus. I bind all the forces of evil in the air, fire, water, and ground being set in motion against our lives in the name of Jesus. I forbid any spirits from any sort from harming us in any way in the name of Jesus. I reject every spirit of seduction in our lives in the name of Jesus. I refuse to let any sin have dominion over me, over you, say me, in the name of Jesus. I reject every satanic promise on any department of our lives in the name of Jesus. Let the power setting themselves up in a position to you or me to be paralyzed in the name of Jesus. I cancel the effect of all the former satanic benefits in my life in the name of Jesus. I bind you, spirit of anger, in my life in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your warning angels in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Therefore, we will take up our whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand the evil days. And having done all, hallelujah, to stand in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, that ends part three of Spiritually Minded is Life and Peace. Hallelujah. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for his word, for his revelation in the name of Jesus. May you thirst and hunger ever the more after his righteousness. Hallelujah. And may the peace of the Lord rest upon you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, and thank each and every one of you for joining us. God bless you.